Before we head to the stage of World Cafe Live for our set with the Montreal-based band The Deers, we have an opportunity to sit down with their frontman, Murray Lightburn. The band has been together since 1995 and recently released Gang of Losers. As you'll hear in the live set, they are a passionate band with double keyboards, rhythm section, guitar, and Murray up front. I asked him about the band's history and if he had a vision for what the band was to become when he started.
I think it's an ongoing thing, you know. I mean, the whole thing about what we do is, you know, I mean, as cheesy as it sounds, it's a journey, and it's happening live. I could say something now that, you know, next album, I could totally contradict myself because I learned something in between albums. And as a writer, I'm going to chronicle that.
One of the changes in your life is having a kid between albums. Did that have any impact?
It did and it didn't, you know? Yeah. Like, it was one of those things where, I mean, obviously, you know, it's going to affect what I do. I mean, just like any working person that suddenly has to juggle their job and being a parent. And I think that's where I saw any sort of real change. And as far as the art goes, I mean, I think that the only other change also, the stuff that we sing about, you know, maybe it was a bit more focused because, you know, I think about the future and the future of mankind or humankind a lot more intensely now, and that's inevitable as well.
Yeah.
So you know, and you think about that stuff, and you think about the stuff that you do in your everyday life and your every interaction, and you think about those consequences a lot more, and you weigh them a lot more. And I think that's probably, you know, the only way that maybe it would have had any real effect, you know. But it's not like I was sitting there like writing "Beautiful Boy" or anything, you know.
No, but what you say absolutely makes sense in terms of focusing. The album is Gang of Losers. People talk about the drama, the passion, the kind of loneliness that comes into a lot of things the Deers write. But there's a lot of humor in here as well, which I think people for all the intensity, it seems like a certain amount you don't necessarily take yourself that seriously.
Absolutely not. I mean, I think the only thing that in the Deers, the only thing that we do take seriously is our delivery of what we do. So that's why it's like you always read on blogs, oh, the girls look like they don't want to be there, and Murray looks angry, and, you know, all that crap. And then when we're playing live, we have, you know, sometimes have these intense looks on our face or whatever, I don't know. But, I mean, like, when we're doing what we do, we're very, very, very focused and transported from when we're in the van making fart jokes, you know what I mean? So it's like two different sides altogether. And you know, we have a ridiculous, ridiculous sense of humor.
Yeah, well, it comes out, and it's hidden in the lyrics of many of the songs. You know, if you go along, there'll be some. In fact, if you could expand a little bit about the whole concept of Gang of Losers, because there are people in various of these songs that are alienated in one way or another. Mm. But Gang of Losers itself kind of seems like a bit of a humorous title.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the thing is like, I think in some ways, we're sort of trying to like break down this sort of brooding image that we might have had in the past for anyone who does know us, and isn't a whole lot of people, but it's still enough people for us to know that we have some sort of like reputation for being depressing, melodramatic, brooding, all those kinds of melancholic, you know. And, you know, yeah, I mean, some of the stuff is depressing, but I mean, that's what truth is. Truth is going to be what it is. And that's really what it's all about. It's like, sometimes, you know, people can't deal with the truth. And, you can't handle the truth.
I feel a lot.
But it's true.
Movie.
I hate to say it. A lot of people can't handle the truth, and they'd rather just, you know, live in, you know, their ironic world for the rest of their lives, you know, and that's fine, you know. But I mean, what we do is we're just telling it like it is. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's dark. Sometimes it's depressing. But at the end of the day, you know, I read somewhere that someone was saying that the album was too earnest. Like, it's almost embarrassingly earnest. I was like, how is something embarrassingly earnest? How is something too straight up for someone? Like, I think that's more of a reflection of where they are rather than where the album is. You know what I mean?
It sounds, well, absolutely. It sounds sort of like you're dealing with indie cool there, where it is not cool to be up
it's
front.
Not cool to wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah, or something like that.
But I think also, you know, I mean, I find that the people that are getting the album are in a different place from the people that aren't getting the album, you know?
Murray Lightman from The Deers is our guest. Did you grow up in Montreal? Or?
I sure did.
What'd your parents do?
Well, my parents were immigrants from Central America, a tiny, tiny country called Belize. I think the entire population is like 200,000 or something like
right
that.
Right below Mexico. Right?
Yeah. And they came from Belize. Well, my mother lived in England for a long time. My dad lived in New York for a while. And they got married in New York and moved to Canada because my mom didn't want to raise her kids in New York City.
Did she make a good decision, you think? What was it like
for
you?
Hey, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Canada is a pretty great place. I mean, I'm a little worried because of I'm worried about the future of the country, but right now it's still a pretty good place to live.
My engineer and I were talking about the style of music you play and the style of music the Deers play, and we were scratching our head as to what else you could sing. Your voice is so huge and so suited for this and so dramatic. Did you ever sing anything else when you were younger?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, like, I grew up singing, right? Like, when I was very young, my parents became born again Christians, and so we grew up for, you know, a lot of my childhood was spent in a Pentecostal church, and I used to sing in church all the time and singing, you know, stuff. I can't remember. Oh, I remember singing "O Little Town of Bethlehem" or "Have Thine Own Way, Lord," or, you know, stuff like that. So, so, you know, I mean, we just kind of like, I just kind of did that. And then when I was a teenager, of course, I discovered rock music and it just kind of like changed everything. But before that, I was really into Prince, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, what was the effect of growing up in that Pentecostal church for you?
Scarring.
Yeah. Was there a wedge between you and your parents because of that?
I think, you know, there comes a time in everybody's life where there's a wedge between, you know, themselves and their folks, and eventually, you know, those things just kind of subside, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, you realize life's too short, everybody's getting older, gray hairs and such, and kids show up and everything just kind of changes, you know.
Probably for everybody in that equation,
yeah,
as well.
For sure.
Well, let's go to the stage and things begin the way the album begins.
Yes. Ticket to Immortality without the synth row.
Exactly. Murray, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
The Deers on stage at World Cafe Live. We'll be right back.
life as a closet smell. Think you think inside that you are. You're almost mystical and I'm impossible. Weed a miracle. To run, but our time is sure as ever come. Life has just begun. It's just begun. Wow.
Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.
That's the title track of the Deers' new album, Gang of Losers. The Deers playing live on stage at World Cafe Live. Thanks to the band for joining us. And if you are looking for the new album, it's easy to come by at our World Cafe CD store, which is pretty easy to find also. It's on our website at worldcafe.npr.org.